Howdy there, partner Larry.
A big howdy do to you, Bobberoo.
Say howdy, everyone.
Howdy, everyone.
Wow, that was louder than I expected.
As you just heard, Larry and I are joined by a bus full of our best friends. We're taking today's podcast on the road.
Woo-hoo!
This bus really amplifies the noise, doesn't it?
Hey, Jimmy and Jerry, would you like to tell our partners at home just where this stagecoach is a meandering to?
I thought you said we were on a bus.
Oh, we are. Bob just thought stagecoach sounded more fun.
Not a stagecoach.
So why don't you just tell us where this bus is headed?
To Pa Grape's Dude Ranch.
Woo-hoo!
Excuse me, Bob. What exactly is a dude ranch, anyways?
A dude ranch is a place where inexperienced city folk like us learn how to work on a real-life ranch.
That sounds exciting.
So we pay money and we get to do all the work?
That's the idea.
Awesome!
Pa Grape sent us this list. We're gonna be doing hard ranch work, like hogwashing, horseshoeing, rounding up doggies, and miscellaneous chicken-related activities.
Ooh! I like chickens!
Mr. Lunt will also be joining us for a very special in-person edition of Animal Translation.
Did you bring your cowboy gear, Bob?
Sure did. I've got all the items on Pa Grape's list of recommended cowboy gear right in my suitcase.
Bob? I was meaning to talk to you about that. My brother Jimmy and I had to make an inventory management decision.
Inventory management decision?
We like to eat. And, Jerry, you want to tell him?
We chunked your suitcase.
You chunked my suitcase?
We were running out of room for the second mini-fridge.
Second mini-fridge? My suitcase had all of Pa Grape's recommended cowboy gear. Now I won't be prepared for anything.
Hey, it's okay, Bob. Working on a ranch is about overcoming challenges. Right, partner?
Boy, howdy.
Pedal to the metal and cue the theme song. We've got some dude ranching to do.
Howdy, dude ranchers. Welcome to Pa Grape's Ranch.
Woo-hoo!
No woo-hoos here. The correct term is yee-haw.
Yee-haw!
Perfect. Now listen up. We don't dilly-dally around here. We've got a lot of work to do, so let's get started. The first job we got is shoeing the horses.
I'll get the horseshoes.
Not so fast, Junior. We don't shoe horses with horseshoes on my ranch. We shoe horses with tap shoes.
Tap shoes? Those are some big tap shoes.
Wow, those horses like to dance.
Good observation, Laura Carrot. My horses are very artistic.
Hey, this is easy. The tap shoes just slide right on.
Yeah, I already tap shoed my first horse.
Us too!
Me too.
Okay, tap shoes are in place. Horses, you know what to do. From the top, 5, 6, 7, 8.
This is amazing!
Next up, we're gonna split into two groups. One group is gonna wash the pigs.
Seems normal enough.
And wax them.
There it is.
The second group is gonna gather the eggs from the chickens to the chicken coop.
Gathering eggs?
That's right, Laura. Now my chickens like to keep their eggs, so first you have to put them to sleep.
How do you make a chicken go to sleep?
To get to the other side. Wait. That's not right.
The most effective method to put a chicken to sleep is by serenading.
You mean like singing?
Exactly. You have to sing them to sleep, then snatch their eggs and run.
Sounds exciting.
Trust me, little fella. If you've never run for your life from a non-GMO chicken, you haven't lived.
Awesome!
Okay. Here we are. Now, did everyone bring their guitars?
Jimmy? Jerry? You guys were in charge of packing the guitars.
Oh,
Right. Did I mention our inventory management situation yet?
Oh, no.
You see, we wanted to pack the guitars, but we realized we wouldn't have enough room for this delicious pizza.
May I see your slice of pizza, Jimmy?
Sure, Bob. Whoa, you can throw pizza really far. Since we don't have any guitars, we're going to have to use the instruments God gave us. Our voices. Everyone choose a nice song and softly sing it to your chicken.
We are the pirates who don't do anything. We just stay at home and lie around.
Say boo. Say boo.
Oh, where is my hairbrush? Oh, where is my hairbrush?
It's working. They're falling asleep.
Let's gather the eggs.
My chickens aren't asleep yet.
Keep singing, Bob. You'll get it.
Oh, where?
Bob, Larry, I've got a call from a real-life kid.
Oh, hi, Petunia.
Shh. Sorry.
Where's Bob?
I think he's stuck in an oh-where time loop. You know, I did find the hairbrush, by the way.
Oh, good. You know, maybe we can handle this call ourselves.
Good idea.
Hello, Caroline?
Hi, Petunia. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Caroline.
Boy, am I glad I got a hold of you. I've got a real problem on my hands.
What's going on, Caroline?
Well, it's my best friend, Peggy. When she borrowed my bicycle, she broke it. She bent the wheels trying to jump a ramp. And I even asked her not to.
That sounds terrible. Have you told her how you feel?
I don't think they like this hairbrush song.
Yeah, I told her. She said she was sorry, and I forgave her. But then guess what? She popped the tires, riding it through the rough gravel.
Not fair, oh my hairbrush. Not fair, oh my poor hairbrush.
Caroline, I know exactly how you feel. It's hard when our friends don't treat our belongings with respect.
They're getting out of their nests.
You don't have to let her borrow your bike anymore. But it's always important to forgive.
And they're chasing me!
But how many times should I forgive my friends?
There's actually a Bible verse about that. In Matthew 18, the disciples asked Jesus how many times they should forgive someone. And you know what Jesus said?
I think this song is making them mad.
No. What did he say?
They're throwing their eggs at me!
He said 70 times 7.
I'm taking heavy fire!
70 times 7? Wow, I don't even know how many that is.
Technically, it's 490, but that's not the point.
I've been egged!
Petunia's right. The point is, the way we show love to one another is by forgiving as many times as it takes.
That can be a lot.
Tomato down! Tomato down!
It can be. But God will always help us do what he asks us to do. We can love and forgive our friends, because God loves and forgives us.
Wow, that helps a lot. Thanks, Larry and Petunia. You're the best.
Good luck with your friend.
Bye, Caroline.
Wow, that was great. What did I miss?
Oh, nothing. The chickens led a small uprising against Bob and the hairbrush song. Want to go see what the others are doing?
Sure.
Why did the gourds have to forget my guitar?
All right, you city veggies. We're gonna play a little game to develop your hand-eye coordination.
Video games!
No. We're gonna play an old classic. Pin the tail on the donkey.
Aww.
Ah! I love this game!
Now that's the spirit. There's only one catch. Here on Pa Grape's Dude Ranch, we pin the tail on an actual donkey.
Sounds about right.
Oh, Bertha!
The biggest donkey I've ever seen.
It's so awesome. What does she eat?
Sludge and whey protein.
Ew, gross. It's all brown and chunky.
Gross.
Okay, city slickers. Time to earn your spurs. Who wants to pin the tail on the donkey first?
Ahem. I think Jimmy and Jerry would like to go first. I think they could do something productive for once.
Can we finish our enchiladas first?
We need you now, Jimmy and Jerry. It's your time to shine.
Petunia! I think Bob's eye is twitching.
Probably just Dude Ranch hay fever.
All right, you heard the tomato. Put down those enchiladas and pick up your donkey tails. Now, the first thing you have to do...
Geronimo!
No, wait, not yet.
Wow, they're really going for it.
They did it! They pinned the tail...
Oh, no! Did Bertha kick the food truck? It's flying through the air!
Look at all that brown sludge. Cool.
Uh-oh, it's coming back down. Everybody run! Ah!
Bob? Bob?
Oh, no. He's covered in sludge.
It's okay. It's okay.
Jimmy and Jerry, I told you not to go yet. Before you pin the tail on Bertha, you gotta first remove the food truck.
Stop eating enchiladas!
These are chimichangas.
Chimichangas? Chimichangas? Chimmy!
Okay, Bob. I think it's a good time to... cut to commercial.
Peggy Sue, can I ask you a question about your wee little pilgrims?
Why, sure, Cliff. I love talking about my kids.
Do your kids love barbecue?
Oh, they love barbecue.
And do your kids have terribly dirty teeth?
The worst. How did you know?
Well, boy howdy, do I have a product for you. Introducing barbecue-flavored toothpaste. It's the same deep-cleaning toothpaste your little kiddos need with the meaty barbecue taste they love.
That sounds interesting.
And I bet your kids love spicy food, too.
Oh, no. Not really.
Introducing extra spicy barbecue toothpaste. The same barbecue toothpaste you know and love with an extra spicy kick in the britches.
Oh, that's okay. I don't think my kids need a kick in the britches.
Peggy Sue, I bet your kids just love race cars.
Well, sure, but they don't really drive yet, so...
Introducing extra, extra spicy barbecue toothpaste with 100-octane racing fuel!
Yeah, I don't think this toothpaste is going to work for my family.
Peggy Sue, do your kids love rockets?
You know, I think we're good with bubblegum flavor.
Introducing...
Goodbye, Cliff.
Rocket Barbecue!
Hey, kids. Want to join real-life heroes sharing the good news of Jesus? Then tune in today to Good News Heroes on Unite Radio. Explore stories of missionary heroes like Corey Ten Boom helping Jews during World War II.
Just yesterday, I saw the Jewish family down the street be arrested as if they were criminals. There's got to be something we can do to help.
Or missionary pilot Nate Saint reaching the Aucas in the jungles of Ecuador.
I hope that someday the airplane will be an important part of telling them about Jesus.
That's not all. Explore the Bible on Good News Devos. What will you explore first? The story of Joseph? The Lord's Prayer? Or maybe the armor of God? Connect to Christ with Unite Radio wherever you listen to podcasts. Search for Unite Radio. That's U-N-I-T-E Radio. Or visit cefonline.com/heroes. That's cefonline.com/heroes.
All right, that was a nice walk, huh, Bob?
Wonderful.
I think it's about time for our segment with Mr. Lunt. Wouldn't you know it, he's right over there. Hi, Mr. Lunt.
Okay, hold on, Francis. Let me tell her.
Mr. Lunt?
Oh, hey, guys. I was just translating for Francis the Bull here. He's, like, really mad at Cheryl, the chicken. Like, raging mad. Francis is literally a raging bull, man.
Why is Francis mad at Cheryl?
So Francis says that Cheryl wakes him up every morning in an intentionally obnoxious manner.
What kind of obnoxious manner?
Cheryl? Francis? Chill. Okay, Francis, you first. Moo! Moo. Moo, moo. Moo. Okay, so Francis says that Cheryl clucks on top of his barn every morning, and it's like super annoying. And Cheryl says Francis is a big, rude bull.
Cheryl, do you think you might just be lashing out in anger towards Francis?
She says yes. Cheryl says that she knows she shouldn't cluck right on top of Francis's barn every morning. But she's just so mad that he called her clucking annoying. Moo. Moo, 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 moo. Moo. Momo! Francis would like to officially apologize for calling your clucking annoying. He asked that you would forgive him. Cheryl officially accepts Francis's apology and agrees to find another barn to cluck on.
I just love a good forgiveness story.
Hey guys, anyone seen the donut box we brought?
Tommy Rumbly!
Jimmy, Jerry, you're just in time to witness the miracle of forgiveness.
Oh, is Bob going to apologize to me and Jimmy?
Excuse me, apologize to you?
Well, we're kind of sorry.
Our bad.
Also, you were kind of dismissive about our second mini-fridge.
Dismissive?
And you volunteered Jimmy and me to pin the tail on Big Bertha first, which I'm starting to think was not out of the kindness of your heart.
And you chunked our pizza.
That's it. You two left my suitcase of supplies because you wanted more food. And you left the guitars, causing me to get attacked by chickens. And then you ignored Pa Grape's instructions and caused Bertha to kick the sludge trough all over me.
I think Jimmy and I are gonna go get a snack.
Another snack?
Yeah, see ya.
Bye.
Hello, anybody home?
Look, everyone, it's our surprise guest, Postman Pete. Yay!
Hi, Postman Pete. Welcome to our podcast.
Hi, Bob. You doing okay? You seem a bit blue.
Bob's kind of mad at Jimmy and Jerry.
Oh, I see. Arguments happen, don't they? Sometimes we just get angry with someone for something. You can even be friends and argue. You know, I deliver all kinds of letters, including letters that ask for forgiveness. You know, Bob, Jimmy and Jerry, they wanted me to give you this letter.
A letter? Really?
Do you want me to read it to you?
Yeah, of course.
Dear Bob, it's us, Jimmy and Jerry. Well, just me, Jimmy. I'm the one writing, not Jerry. Anyway, we just wanted to say we're sorry for throwing out your suitcase and guitars to make room for more snacks. We realize we've been a lot of trouble today, and that you got attacked by chickens, and a Godzilla-sized donkey kicked sludge all over your head. Please forgive us, Jimmy and Jerry Gord.
That was so nice!
It really was. You know, I maybe, sorta, might have been harboring a little grudge toward them because of how hard my day was going. But that's not what friends do. Friends forgive, even if it's hard.
You know what? I think you're right, Bob.
We are the Grapes of Wrath. We'll never take a bath. It is our style to seldom smile and never laugh.
We are the
Grapes of Wrath. So stay out of our path. There's no escape from cranky grapes. We are the Grapes of Wrath.
I'm Bob.
I'm Paul.
This is our brood.
We're grumpy and we know it.
That's Tom and Rosie.
They're both rude
and not afraid to show it.
We're not you'd like to meet. We bicker by the hour, while other grapes are nice and sweet.
We're really rather sour.
As we go driving by, I might spit in your eye,
or throw a snake in your milkshake to make you cry.
Cut with the Grapes of Wrath, so stay out of our path. There's no escape from cranky grapes. We are the Grapes of Wrath. There's no escape from cranky grapes. We are the Grapes of Wrath.
Jerry, here comes Bob. He looks super angry. He's so angry he's red.
Bob's always red. Bob's a tomato.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jimmy and Jerry.
Hey, Bob, we're all out of pizza, so if you want to chunk something, might I suggest a ding-dong?
Listen, guys, I just wanted to say I really appreciated your letter, and of course I forgive you.
Oh, good.
Thanks, Bob. We were really worried, because we sort of ruined your whole trip.
Eh, it happens. I'm just glad we're still friends.
Yeah, so, since we're all friends again, we might have one more thing to confess to you.
Oh, yeah?
Well, we sort of took the bus to Stuff Mart to get some more snacks, and we kind of, sort of, lost the keys.
Oh, no!
That's not good.
How will we get home?
Well, we're gonna have to walk home.
Walk home?
It's like 100 miles!
Hey, Gords, I don't know if you noticed, but we veggies ain't the best walkers. We kinda just hop.
Guys, I know this is a disappointment, and maybe we don't let Jimmy and Jerry have the keys to the bus anymore. But remember how many times the Bible says we should forgive one another?
70 times 7.
That's right, Petunia.
They're getting pretty close to that number, boss.
The point is, no matter what, we keep forgiving. Although, I'll probably never lend you the bus keys again.
That's fair.
Okay. We forgive you, Jimmy and Jerry.
Well, ain't that sweet? I think I might be able to help y'all out.
Well, this is going to be a very interesting ride home. All right, kids, remember, God made you special.
Whoa there!
They still have the cat shoes on.
Very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.